Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, for the past 10 months now, we've been fixing our thoughts on things that are positive and edifying, encouraging, and excellent based upon Philippians 4:8, which has been our verse of the year. We've memorized it, and we have been consciously working to live that verse out daily with the help of the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but for me, that's easier some days than others. Well, we've also been studying in the past couple weeks Tommy Nelson's book entitled The 12 Essentials of Godly Success, and we've been putting our thinking to the test in key areas of our lives from that book, in the way that we think about our God, in our relationships, the way that we think about our values, our integrity, the way that we think about how we handle difficult times, and the way we think about who we associate with most. Those are all areas that we've been challenged in as we've been studying the book, The 12 Essentials of Godly Success. Today, we will challenge our thinking in the area of our lives where Tommy Nelson has written that we spend more than half our waking days, and that would be at work. In Chapter 9 of the 12 Essentials of Godly Success, Tommy Nelson writes this: "You cannot be successful in life when you are a failure in the institution where you spend more than half of your waking days, the workplace. Sadly enough, our work often defines who we are. It shouldn't, but it does. Therefore, you can't be happy in life and a failure at work." Well, you know, I personally like to think about the great philosophers, the seven dwarfs, and that they had it right, that we decide to whistle while we work. Absolutely, whistle while we work. You know, God created work for us to enjoy, so we should be able to whistle while we work. You know, work is what God did from the very beginning of time. He created, He worked, and it was joyful for Him. He said it was good and very good. And, you know, when God created Adam, He gave Adam work to do long before sin came into the world. And, you know, those who equate work with sin or punishment are really misguided, because, you see, God put into our hearts a desire to use our talents and gifts to work, to produce, to make things. It was meant to be good. And as author Tommy Nelson points out also in his book, he says, "We were made for work. Part of the image of God is for us, for God in us, is the desire to create and produce. That's why work can be so fulfilling and exciting. It touches a part of us that is deeply divine." But at the same time, he goes on to write, work is also flawed. Work is hard because the world and its people are not the way they were meant to be. Work has become a minefield of potential broken relationships, materialistic temptations, prideful ambitions, and poor ethical decisions. Work can still be a blessing, but too often, it becomes a curse, he writes. So, if we are to truly enjoy our work, whistle while we work, author Tommy Nelson suggests seven thoughts that we can fix our minds on, whether our work is in our homes or outside of our homes. Here they are. Number one is work in reverence. Work in reverence. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you the power to make wealth." It is God's grace that we have work and that we can make money at that work. So number one is work in reverence. Number two is work hard. Work hard. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, heartily, heartily." No excuses. We're supposed to be, as believers, the very best workers, so we're to work heartily. Number three is work as unto God. Work as unto God, because Colossians 3:23 goes on to say, work heartily as working for God rather than men. You know, our testimonies are strengthened when we glorify God with our work. Wasn't it Martin Luther who said that even if you sweep streets, do it for the glory of God? So whatever we do, work at it heartily, so work hard, which is number two, and then work for God, which is point number three. Number four, Work as if you are rewarded by God. Work as if you are rewarded by God. Colossians 3:24 tells us we are. Listen to Colossians 3:24. It says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance. We will be rewarded in heaven for the work we do to the glory of God here on earth. So we will be rewarded in heaven for that. Number five is work loyally. Ephesians 6:5 says to work for our boss loyally, doing the will of God from our hearts. You know, unless you've been asked to do something illegal or against the Lord, be loyal. Be loyal. You always need to remember that if you're going to work for someone, work for them. No griping, no complaining. Tommy Nelson writes, because this is a tough one, working loyally. He even says, if your boss is hard to get along with, then talk to him. If you get fired, then get fired. If your boss is crooked, quit. Do not be a part of a crooked institution. But if you're not going to talk to him and if you're not going to quit, don't slander him. If you're going to take from him the result of your labors, don't go behind his back. Even though you may think he's not treating you fairly, he doesn't owe you a job. If you can't confront him and you can't quit, don't create division by being disloyal. Hey, look, we all have had people that have been very difficult to work for. I have, you have, we all have. But we have to be adults about it. Go to that person and talk with them with wisdom so that we can kind of separate our differences from our work and see how we can get along with them. But if we feel it's not going to be able to be fixed, then quit. Find another job. But if you're going to work there, no griping, no complaining. Be loyal. Number six, work honestly. Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. That means we're to be completely honest in our work, complete integrity. It's a shame that most businesses and companies these days have to have a section of their budget spreadsheet to take into consideration employee theft. Can you imagine that? There has to be a budget line item for employee theft because it will happen. We shouldn't ever think that that's okay. We work honestly, completely honest in our work. And number seven, work with excellence. Work with excellence. Proverbs 22:9 says, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. No, in other words, people do take notice when you work well, even if it's mopping the floor, scrubbing the toilets. People do take notice, and most especially, we will stand before the King of Kings, and he notices. He notices. So our work, no matter what it is, whether cleaning up after little ones or working as a teacher, office worker, nurse, entrepreneur, microbiologist, or NASA scientist, it's a blessing. It's a gift from God, and it's our opportunity to daily use our work as an offering back to God. So let's keep our minds focused on this blessing, even when work is difficult or unappreciated, knowing that we are truly working for an audience of one. God sees, he knows, he's equipped us for this, and he goes with us. So thank you for listening today, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.